Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Tzarich La'ashmi'a Lo Ozno Masha Motzi B'Fiv. One must hear the words that are coming out of their mouth. V'Imlo Ishmi'a Lo Ozno Yatzo V'Vad Shiyotzi B'Sfasav. However, if you didn't hear the words that you were saying, B'Di'evad Yer Yotze, as long as you were actually moving your lips and you were actually saying words. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Dal tells us Tzarich Midrabanan V'Das Arayvid Huva B'Chidush Yerash B'Duhu Midoraisa L'Chachila. So most poskim assume that the notion that you have to hear what you're saying when you say Shema is only a din derabanan. However, the Rash and the Ravid think that it's a din to oraisa, albeit only lechad chila. Lahashmi ala azno be kriya shema vuadin bevirchoseh uched lekaban reish vav siv gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to shema, the brachos of shema also, ideally you should hear what you're saying. Uvelvad avalim hear her believe alo yatsa de kaimel and hear her love kedibur dami va'ayin bevir halacha. If you merely think about the words of shema, that is insufficient because we assume hear her is live kedibur dami. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up with siv dalet tomorrow.